If you do sales calls, you are likely looking for ways to quickly build rapport. And I'm willing to bet 9 times out of 10, you try to build rapport through talking about your personal life, potentially. Today, I want to offer a new technique for you that is going to help you quickly take control of your conversations, increase your credibility, and build the strongest type of rapport that you don't even know is waiting for you. And this will increase your conversions like drastically. I believe that what I'm about to share with you is probably one of the biggest mistakes that people are making on their sales calls. In fact, we have a resource with 7 mistakes that people are most likely making on their sales calls. I'll put a link in the description below for you to check that out. Because if you make these teeny tiny little tweaks, I can almost guarantee you are going to see a major increase in those conversions. All right, let's get started. So a lot of people, when they think about rapport, okay, they're thinking about how can I build a point of connection? Like, how can I relate to them? And most of the time, people are thinking about their personal life. If you were to think about the actual sales conversation, right? The place where you are seeing if they're a good fit, there's a lot of doors that you could go into to enter that room of what I'm going to call the room where it happens. And what feels like the easiest door to enter into is like the break the ice mentality, right? Like, how can I break the ice here so that I can actually get into the good stuff? And a lot of times that reveals itself in like a joke, potentially, maybe a little complaining, right? Like maybe, oh, the holidays are coming up. It's just so busy. Aren't you so busy? And you can re relate on just life things in general. You could try to relate on family stuff. Like if you know that they are a mom and you're a mom, it might be tempting to slide in that, you have soccer practice this afternoon. Or if you know for a fact that they are a college football fan, you could just sprinkle in that you went to the national championship last year and it was such a great time. And nothing is ta absolutely like terrible about this. If this was a spectrum of, best thing to worst thing to do on a call, it's not the worst thing by any means, but it is actually hurting your credibility. I know that feels crazy because you almost are separating it. You're separating as this rapport se section as the you section, right? The moment where they connect with the salesperson. And then the selling portion, you think about that as like the offer, like where you talk about the product and their problems, and it's different. I'm telling you, it is all one process, and it starts the absolute second that they open up the Zoom call. And the first words out of your mouth, it is go time. And I don't want you to waste this precious initial moment of the call with light and fluffy things. I want you to think about their scenario, okay? They are getting on this call and really putting themselves out there. They're showing interest. They are literally raising their hand and saying, I am here to hear about an offer to see if it could be a good fit for me. So imagine them like clicking on the Zoom link to start the call. They're feeling a little bit nervous. They're thinking about the product. They're thinking about the offer. They're thinking about their future. They're thinking about the questions that they want to ask. And you're putting them in the frame of mind of distracting them from what they were really coming to talk about. And so I want you to think about you like opening up with whatever frame of mind that they are in. And I can almost guarantee, like, we want to meet them where they are, right? I can almost guarantee their frame of mind is thinking about what they are coming to talk to you about. So it's really important to go ahead and like grab them where they are and go ahead and start that conversation. Now, you might be thinking, okay, Macy, I hear that, I get it. And what if they start leading with personal life things? What if they bring up the crazy busyness of the season? What if they bring up that they're a mom? What if they bring up that they love college football? They can do whatever they want, right? They are the client, they are the customer, they are the prospect. It's your job to listen, to nod, to encourage them, and then get right back on the horse by doing this one thing right here. And that is asking relevant questions. Get right into gathering information and hearing where are they at, right? What are their problems? What is the goals that they have? What is the payoff that they're looking for? And can your product be nestled in that gap that they are feeling? Now, I want you to picture going to a doctor's office. And I want you to picture like your knee is in so much pain and it's really hurting and you're desperate for a solution. You haven't really been to a doctor's office in a long time. You try to, you know, just stay really healthy and stay really natural, but it is unbearable. Right? And so you go into this doctor's office and you're sitting there and you're waiting for them to come in. What are you thinking about? You are likely thinking about your knee. You're thinking about your future. And what if your knee cannot get better? And what if you can't continue your exercise regimen? And what if he tells you there's no solution? What if you have to live with this pain for the rest of your life? That's what's going through your head. Okay. So now picture a doctor walking in. Picture him with his coat on, which, you know, demonstrates authority in itself, but picture him like joking around right now. Like, oh, it's so funny. I'm just running around with a chicken with my head cut off and we're just so busy and everyone's hurting themselves. LOL. What if he comes in and talks about how he just had leftovers for lunch from this favorite Italian restaurant and his breath might smell like garlic, right? Or what if he came in and he just talked about, like how great of a surgeon he was, right? Like, what if he came in and he said, oh, I just got through a 4-hour surgery. Like, you can trust me. What if he came in and said, look at my degrees on the wall right there. I graduated from Harvard Medical School. You can trust me. You can trust me. What if he said, oh, I've been a doctor for 30 years. I'm telling you, you can trust me. We'll get this knee taken care of. Like, that is not what you want to experience. Even if he is the best surgeon in the world, even if he has all these articles about him, even if he is known to be the magician of knee replacement surgery, you still want him to what? Ask you questions. You want him to sit down on his rolly seat, come right up next to you and say, tell me about what's going on. I looked at your chart. I've got a grasp on what's going on, but I want to hear from you. I want to hear exactly what you think might have happened. Exactly tell me where the pain is. If you could point to it to me for me, tell me exactly what you're trying to do and you can't do. I want to hear it all. Right? And you're like, oh my gosh, praise the Lord. Like, I just want a professional to hear me out. Now, I can almost guarantee that doctor like knows everything that you're about to say. He has seen knee replacement after knee replacement after knee replacement after knee replacement. The last thing he needs is honestly to hear all the things that you want, that you feel like you want to say, but he's a professional, right? He is a professional and he is demonstrating his ability to help you. And that is the perfect demonstration to tell you what you do instead of talking about your personal life to build rapport. Hey, if you are a female entrepreneur and you have an offer that you are so passionate about, you feel so much enthusiasm about all the ways that you can solve your ideal client's problems, but for whatever reason, your passion just simply isn't translating. Feels like you are talking to quite literally nobody. Well, I just want you to know, first of all, you're not alone, but second of all, there is a perfect place for you, and it is called the Sell Your Offer Challenge. And it is a 5-day challenge where you can come and really experience momentum and results like you have not experienced before. I'm going to play a couple of clips of what people have said about the challenge. And if it sounds like it's a good fit for you, I cannot recommend enough to click below in the show notes and join the next one. The VIP room is where you get to have the hour-long coaching before the 5-day challenge itself. And that, my friends, is honestly where a lot of the magic happens. So click below, check it out, see if it's a good fit, and join us. I can't wait to see you there.
I am loving this week. I truly am. I was watching it while I was working. So a patient would walk out and I would press play and I would listen to it until the next patient came in and I would pause it. And I would apply exactly what you were saying before I press pause to the next patient. And I doubled my revenue per patient yesterday just by applying what I have learned this week in the short amount of time that we've had. Everything, like, I could literally cry talking about it just by the way I like reframed it, like what I've learned from you this week. Seriously, I'm like tearing up about it. I am just so thankful.
Instead, I want you to demonstrate credibility. If you're taking notes right now, I probably would write that down. Demonstrate credibility. Now, I want to tell you the definition of demonstrate. Demonstrate is to clearly show the existence or truth of something by giving proof or evidence. Notice how it doesn't say clearly tell the existence or truth of something. It says clearly show. Show the existence or truth of something. And the truth that you want to show is your credibility. You want to clearly show the existence or truth of your credibility. Credibility, the definition of credibility is the ability to be believed in. You want to clearly show them that they can believe that you have the ability to help them. Now, I want you to think about this doctor. Like, go back to this. He is showing that he is credible. He is showing that by asking the right questions, by listening, by nodding, by asking relevant questions and not just the right questions. Like, he could totally come in with a clipboard with questions 1 through 5 that he's going to ask and hear the answers and then walk out. Or he could come in really conversationally and let one question be the breadcrumb to the next question. And that your answers be the exact like point of how he knows where to go next in the conversation, right? He hears you, he asks you questions, and then at the end, he has all the information that he needs, and he's able to look at you and say, hey, based on everything you just told me, I want you to know that your knee is going to get healthy again. You are going to be able to continue your marathon training after your treatment is complete. And all we got to do is, you know, get you a brace on for 6 weeks and give your knee just like a moment to heal and you will be back at it. Now, let's think about what that doctor just did. All he did was give you hope for the future. He revealed the payoff that was on the way, that was around the corner when you implement his prescription to you. Right? He didn't get in all the nitty gritty of everything that's going on in your knee and all the ligaments and all the doctor talk and the step by step of what needs to happen next. He gave you exactly what you need to know, which is that your health is around the corner. Your marathon training can pick right back up. And what you're going to do is give a sigh of relief, feel excitement and joy, and follow his lead. Right, you might have some questions along the way and say, wait, can you tell me like exactly what you need from me? Is this going to require surgery? How often am I going to have to come in here for checkups? And those are great. And he's going to answer those really well. But most importantly, he's going to keep you focused on the future and keep you focused on the payoff, which is a healthy knee at the end of 6 weeks. Do you see how that is so much more powerful than him talking about all the surgeries that he did that day, talking about how amazing he is, how many degrees he has, or anything personal in his life? And I can almost guarantee that you would go around telling everybody how great the doctor is. You want your word of mouth to be about what you do, your profession, right? You don't want them to say, oh, you know, Macy is an amazing sales trainer, but she's got a lot going on in her personal life. And I want to give you a counterexample of something that I personally experienced that demonstrates how quickly credibility can just be ripped away with just a few simple words. So I had my second baby a couple months ago, and I was waking up in the morning. The shift change was happening. So I just had my night nurse and she was amazing. And then my daytime nurse was coming in. And this nurse was incredible. Like, she walked in like a soldier on a mission. You could just tell she was a vet. Like, she just knew exactly what to do. She cleaned off the board and rewrote everything on the board with her handwriting. And she rechecked all the cords and rechecked all the stats. I could tell she was doing stuff that she didn't have to do, but she wanted to do. And what's crazy is she actually didn't really say any words to us. You know, it was first thing in the morning. She might have thought that we were kind of waking up slowly, which is amazing and great. But I just noticed, like, wow, I trust her just by her actions. Without her saying a word, I can't wait to have my baby with her as my nurse. That was my thought. Like, my thought was, she is going to take care of me. Now, throughout the day, as one does, you might kind of get a little comfortable with your prospect or your client and kind of let your guard down. And this nurse, I could sense, was starting to do that. And she kind of started to open up about her personal life. She told me that she was going through a nasty divorce and that her kids were in high school and they were calling her a lot because they needed to borrow her car. And her phone kept ringing and she kept telling me like why it was ringing, right? Her kids were calling her. It's interesting. I remember thinking when I first heard her phone ring, my thought was, oh, like she's an important nurse. That's what I thought. I thought she was like in charge and other nurses were calling her to ask for her help. But she told me that her kids were calling her to talk about the car. And I instantly thought, oh no, like, I hope that she can focus. I hope that she is able to focus on this delivery because I got a 10-pound baby coming and I need all brains, minds, hearts, and hands on deck. And I just noticed my trust in her kind of started to wither, not in her skill set. I could tell that she was an amazing nurse. In fact, I asked her, I was like, how long have you been doing this? She's like, oh, I've been a labor and delivery nurse for 25 years. Like, this is my calling. This is what I'm meant to do. I can't wait to help you deliver your baby. And those words were so amazing. And it built so much trust in her from me. But my trust in her ability to focus is what was fading. My trust in her ability to really get the job done well was kind of feeling a little bit foggy through all these conversations, but nothing within her actions made me think that it was only in her words. And this is why it is just so important to just lock it up, right? Like when you're in the sales conversation, to just leave your personal life, your good, bad, happy, sad, just leave it at the door and stay so insanely focused on your prospect. So when they come on the call, remember, we want to meet them where they are and they are thinking about this product. They are thinking about this offer. And I just want you to open it up and say, hey, I'm so excited that you're on your call. You know, I took a look at your application and I specifically noticed that you are really excited about the idea of becoming a coach. Tell me a little bit more about that. Boom, get started right away. And you will take control by them saying more. I know it sounds counterintuitive. It feels like if I talk, if I set the agenda, if I lead the way, then I will be in control. But the less that you talk and the more that they talk, the more information that you can get, the more control that you will have. So open up a call, take a deep breath, and I want you to really envision yourself as this doctor. The doctor that comes in with a white coat, sits on that rolly seat, and comes beside the patient, excited to see if you can help them, if you can relieve their pain and get them back on their way to their dream payoff of their life. I hope that this was helpful. If it was, let me know in the comments below. And also definitely grab that 7 mistake on your sales call cheat sheet and take a look and see if you're making any of them, because I'm telling you, this small tweak will take you a long way. And there's another 6 small tweaks that you can make that will just explode your sales conversations in a way you can't even imagine.